Graffiti in big, bold red letters is scrawled across the entrance to Athens University. Capitalism is killing you, it says, but fascism won't save you. Far-left groups in front of me are just starting yet another protest march, but it's the rise of the extreme right in Greece which is causing most alarm. Golden Dawn, a nationalist, aggressively xenophobic, and hostile to immigration.
Out! Out of my country! Out of my home!
Its supporters wear black shirts and use neo-Nazi symbols. It also has 18 seats in Parliament, and its popularity is rising. This is the sound of Golden Dawn supporters smashing up immigrant market stalls. And it gets worse. Christina Psara is the head of mission at the medical charity Médecins du Monde.
Recently, it has come to the point that we see almost every day victims of racist attacks. We have had cases of victims reporting attacks by men dressed in black.
And you say you had one victim brought in here who had the initials of Golden Dawn carved into his back with a knife.
It was a guy from Sudan. And he was marked on his back with the signs of Golden Dawn. But this will not only affect migrants in the future. In an area close to Athens, with many gay-friendly bars, they distributed black leaflets saying, "You are next."
Even the Prime Minister, Antonis Samaras, has compared the situation in Greece with the last days of the Weimar Republic in Germany, a country that had debts it could never repay, and turned to Adolf Hitler. And these days it's not just in Greece that the extreme right is on the rise. These are members of Jobbik, the third largest political party in Hungary. A few days ago, one of their MPs caused outrage with this parliamentary speech. A list of names should be compiled, he declared, of Jews who pose a threat to national security. It was another chilling echo of the past. Hannes Svoboda, the socialist leader in the European Parliament, says governments have got to do more to fight extremism.
The developments we have are so frightening and so reflecting past times that the European Union, which was founded in order to overcome the consequences of racism, of xenophobia, has to react and does not really react.
I've come to Paris to try to get a sense of perspective on all this. I'm just crossing the Place de la Concorde, where a big Christmas Ferris wheel is doing steady business. I'm on my way to see the historian Mark Mazower. What does he think about comparisons with the 1930s?
These historical references orient people. In Samaras's case, the message is, give us the money, otherwise there will be a new Hitler. I don't think there will be a new Hitler, for the simple reason that Europe has already had one and remembers very vividly what it led to. On the other hand, of course, Europe has no, as it were, inevitable tendency to democracy. Democracy is something that has to be fought for and consolidated and won, but it ultimately depends on legitimacy of the political class. There are circumstances where that legitimacy can vanish very, very fast. That happened in Weimar Germany. The Eurozone crisis, for entirely different reasons, is leading to a hemorrhaging of political legitimacy.
It's interesting, isn't it? You look at, in a very different context, Spain, suddenly this re-emergence of the demand for Catalan independence. That also has echoes and is based on that dissatisfaction with the current political and economic climate.
Absolutely. You see in different ways a hard-won post-war social compact disintegrating. The way it's disintegrating in Spain, as you say, is the revival of regional patriotisms, the feeling that the centre doesn't give us anything, it just takes. The way the cookie crumbles in other countries, Greece and Hungary, is a revival of parties that would have been entirely out of the political mainstream 20 or even 10 years ago.
Perhaps these are just passing protest votes, but there can be no certainty about that. Extreme economic hardship has consequences, which can be hard to predict. But the Greek government spokesman Simos Kedikoglou insists that in Athens, at least, there is no complacency.
We are not going to have the fate of the Weimar democracy. We are going to be an example, a positive example. We won't let history repeat itself. We know what will happen if we don't do things right. That's why we're determined to do what is necessary to safeguard the unity of our society.
Of course, historical parallels are never exact, but we can always learn something from the past. And this Eurozone crisis is not just a financial one. In many countries, it's a social and political crisis too. If some of the potential outcomes are dangerous, we can't say we haven't been warned.